This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Restaurants are aiming to rehire staff after Governor Polis loosened COVID restrictions for much of the state. They can resume indoor dining at 25% capacity starting January 4th. Beth Gruich owns four restaurants in Metro Denver.
We're at our wit's end, and this couldn't come at a better time.
Gruich plans to bring back about a dozen workers. Restaurants are struggling with outdoor dining during these winter months. Community leaders are concerned that distrust of the medical profession will stop vulnerable LGBTQ people from getting the COVID vaccine. Marty Moore of Out Boulder County says a lack of gender and sexuality training often blocks patients, especially transgender people, from getting proper health care.
Doctors may or may not be trained around LGBTQ issues, but the receptionist isn't. So you're sitting in the waiting room, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, this is so painful. Why do I have to like come out over and over again to people I don't know?
A survey of LGBTQ Coloradans focusing on the pandemic is being conducted on Out Boulder County's blog through Tuesday. DUI enforcement is up across Colorado for New Year's Eve and the holiday weekend. CDOT says dozens of state and local police have increased their patrols through Saturday. Last New Year's Eve netted 360 impaired drivers. It's 42 in Denver, 43 in Colorado Springs, 30 for Vail, 28 degrees in Grand Junction. This is KRCC and CPR News.